Paul, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, we lost connection there. I was just kind of running through for the audience your history with not only Indian Kart, but the Indianapolis 500. So according to my records, you had 7 trips around the track at Indy. 7 times you went there, you had the second place finish. But as a general rule, it probably wasn't, maybe your favorite place to run. But other than the 1 second place finish, you didn't have a great deal of success there. Was there any particular reason?
It was just it was a struggle for me here for some reason, for most of my career. And even the year that you can argue whether I finished first or second.
Yeah.
That was a struggle that year. I qualified, I crashed in practice and qualified at the back and really didn't have much of a car all race day. But then right at the end of the race, the last 20 laps, kind of everything started to click and fall in place. My pit stop strategy was good. My fuel mileage was good. And the guys in front of me were running out of fuel, and it all kind of happened in the last 5 laps. And that's just kind of the way this race can go, being a 500-mile race.
Is there a difference, a specifically different skill set, in your opinion, to riding a big oval like Indy as opposed to a road course? I mean, obviously there's a skill set that's different to some extent, but is it dramatic?
For sure there is a different mindset. The guys that are very, very successful here and the guys who really qualify well here are ultra, ultra smooth. Their hands don't move a lot. When you watch the race on Sunday and you watch cars and you watch guys drive, you'll see guys that their hands are very quiet. You don't see a lot of movement. You don't see a lot of, little tiny micro movements on the steering wheel. My driving style has always been aggressive, and I chop at the corners, and I'm aggressive with my inputs. And that's probably not the right approach for this type of a track. I would say that my style is very similar to a Marco Andretti, who's driving now currently. If anybody's out there watching the race and they see in-car cameras, watch the hands, watch the steering wheel. You'll see some guys that are jerky and aggressive looking on the steering wheel, and then you'll see guys that are really fine and smooth, and that's really the difference. There's plenty of ways to do it, but I think the quicker way is obviously to be really, really fine with your movement.
There's always an arguable, perhaps, percentage of importance placed on the car or the driver on any surface. Is Indianapolis more of a driver surface or more of a car surface?
For sure the car has to be right here. Everybody's cars are very good. This car is, this current generation car, all these teams, it's very, very tightly compacted, the grid. The whole field is separated by 2.5-3 miles an hour,
right,
which is not a lot of time. So, the differences are going to be on pit road, not making mistakes, not sliding through your pit box, a mechanic dropping a wheel nut on a pit stop. That's going to be the differences on Sunday. All these guys, there's probably 15 to 18 guys that are capable of winning this race if everything goes the right way. And the guy that gets it right, like Dario last year, he won from 17th on the grid last year.
Yeah. Tires used to be an issue, but everybody runs on the same tires now at Indy, don't they?
Yeah, there might be some wear issues. It's quite cool. This track is notoriously hard on tires, but it's not 100 degrees like they've had in the past. It's quite cool. Race day, they're saying 70 to 72 degrees. So that will help the tire wear substantially.
James Hinchcliffe, who, as you know, has won 2 of the first 4 races, off to a great start. Two wins and 2 not finishes. So it's been all or nothing for Hinch.
If he was a baseball player, he'd be batting 500. But this is a different deal. If you're batting 500, you get paid $20 million a year. But right now, he can't now afford, really. He's placed good in the championship, but you want to limit those days. He's got 2 26th place finishes and 2 wins. If you can limit those days where a bad day is a 5th, a 6th, a 7th, he can definitely win the championship. But you can't really afford to fall out of races and finish 25th, 26th anymore.
Do you think he has what it takes to win at Indy, though? Or is he more, have greater expertise, a greater skill set on road course?
Well, I talked to his dad today, and he said his dad, before the season started, he was always, a bit timid, a bit nervous. And once the first win came, he said he's turned into a different You know, son's a totally different person now. You know, and that's like anything. It's like,
yeah.
It's like when you get your first win, after that, you know what it takes to win. And he's gotten to that stage now to where he knows what it takes to win. He's had two wins in a convincing fashion, and that's given him a lot of confidence as a driver. And I see a much more confident James Hinchcliffe than I have as he was growing up through racing.
Franchitti, Castroneves each going for their fourth win at Indy. You'd have to put them among the favorites, wouldn't you?
Oh, that most definitely. I would say, you know, regardless of where Dario or Helio start, they are still probably the two favorites in the field to win because of their experience. They know how to win here. They've both done it in the past. They know what it takes. They've been to victory lane. So, you know, Dario, it looks today like the Honda's really stepped up their game today. They had fast cars in the warm-up. Dario was very quick in warm-up. I can see him as a contender for Sunday.
Well, you mentioned, like, the Chevys were dominant in qualifying last weekend. Today it was the Hondas. Which of those two is more important in terms of trying to gauge which of the cars are more likely to be successful on race day?
Well, I mean, I would. You can never count Honda out, and you know we're at Indianapolis here. We're not playing checkers.
Yeah.
This is a chess game you know, there's always politicking going on for you know stuff that you can do to the motors and working within the rules. And I think that Honda hasn't shown their hand, and I think today, I think they've probably only shown two of their five cards, and they've stepped up. So I would expect more from them for race day. Definitely, you know, people were saying, "Oh, Honda's out of it. They're out of it. They got no power." And they showed today they're right there. So this is a chess game for sure.
Paul, we got to go. We're out of time. Good of you to take time for us. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the race this weekend. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Paul Tracy with us from Indianapolis. Don't forget, you can watch the race live here on Sportsnet.